Weekend Breakfast with Rufilo and Pakanyane on 702.
So as we kickstart the show every Saturday, what do? We focus on our health, on our wellness, on, interventions or tools or instruments that you can turn to in order to improve your state in life, whether it's mentally, whether it's spiritually, whether it's psychologically. We turn to all those, many tools that we can start to adopt in our lives. And one such tool, interesting tool, is cupping. Right, we're talking about cupping therapy, what exactly it is and the benefits thereof. Joining us to have this conversation is Farana Saeed, Farana Saeed from the Holistic Cupping Clinic. Let's get some insights into cupping. Farana Saeed, thank you so much for your time this morning. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure, Farana. And of course, as human beings, especially during these tough COVID-19 times, we're constantly searching for ways to improve our wellness, to improve our bodies, to improve ourselves emotionally, psychologically, and of course, physically. Cupping is, you'll tell us exactly how old, is an old tradition, right? But if you're not familiar with it, then I guess you might think of cupping as that one time when actress Gwyneth Paltrow was on the red carpet and she had these round raised marks on her back, which we could all see because she was wearing a backless strapless dress, and it was all rather interesting. We all wondered what in the world is going on there, and somebody said, this new thing called cupping. Yeah. But of course it's not new. Tell us what cupping is.
Okay, so there's actually been a lot of hype around cupping, and all this for good reason. So cupping dates back about 3,000 years, okay? It was used by the ancient Egyptians, Chinese, Greeks. So it's used to treat a wide range of disorders. It has so many health benefits which outweigh some modern medicine techniques. So one of the biggest advantages is that it doesn't pose any risk or unwanted side effects.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So describe the actual technique and what it is, the practical application of it. So what do you do as a cupping practitioner with what and how? Just describe all of that to us for someone who has no idea what we could possibly be speaking about.
Okay, so that does explain the technique a little bit, okay? So a cupping targets soft tissue, okay? So a suction is applied to an area of pain or swelling. And then this negative pressure that's applied draws the local tissue up into the cup. This creates a larger surface area beneath the cup, which encourages more blood flow to the area, bringing in more oxygen, nutrients, and all this is important to repair the tissue.
Okay.
At the same time, any deoxygenated blood or waste is being drained off into the lymphatic system.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are different types of cupping, and you'll tell us about that. When do you know that it's time to try my hand at or to turn to cupping, to cupping therapy? What is it that seek to alleviate at this point?
Okay, so anyone with any tense muscles, body aches, pains, stiffness will all benefit from cupping therapy. So just to get a bit of understanding about it, the different techniques used, I just want to explain a little bit about procedure, if that's okay.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, so we have, we'll start with the dry cupping, okay? And this is, the most common one. Most people use dry cupping.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so depending on the need of the person, a cup is placed on the skin, okay? And it is a suction is created through a manual suction pump or through fire, okay? And this, like I explained, will draw the tissue up into the cup,
mm-hmm.
okay? Mm-hmm. Then the next technique would be cupping massage or movement cupping. So here we'd apply oil on the body, we'll use a lighter suction and gliding movements over the area. So more of a massage technique.
Okay. Okay.
Then we go on to the wet cupping. Now, this is the same procedure as the dry cupping, but we actually take it a step further. So we'd apply light scratches to the area under the cup, and through the suction, we're actually drawing out noxious substances and toxins, and this is removed from the body.
So
this is really effective, okay, because the main reason for, well, the main use of wet cupping is actually detoxification. So, you know, removing harmful substances like your heavy metals, deoxygenated blood, waste, oxidants. And by doing this, we're reducing inflammation in the body and also boosting the immune function.
Could you tell me, you know, when we're looking at dry cupping, and you know that hot cup is placed on your skin, the air inside the cup creates a vacuum, so that draws the skin and muscle upward into the cup, and you know, is that the reason for the skin turning red? Why we see those, you know, perfectly round raised areas?
So that could be that localized bruising that we actually see. So there's a lot happening underneath that area, okay, where I said, where we explained about, you know, more nutrients, oxygen being brought into the area and helping to repair the cells and tissue in that specific area.
Is that a sign of the efficacy of the treatment? Is the extent of the bruising, the raising, also an extent of the kind or the level at which the detoxification is happening? Because ultimately, what we also want to do, is make sure that this thing is effective. How do we tell it is? How do we know it is?
Yeah, look, so the suction can be applied, so depending on the area, okay, so the suction would be a little bit tighter or a little bit looser, okay, also depending on what the person can handle.
Okay.
So whether it's light, whether it's harder, there still be a lot of benefit in the treatment.
Fascinating stuff. So, in terms of benefits from the treatment, the kind of when I'm interested in trying out cupping, who do I look for to do or to carry out this treatment for me? Farana, you're obviously from the Holistic Cupping Clinic. The kind of study that you've gone through or training that you've gone through in order to be a cupping practitioner, if that's the correct term.
So we're looking at any health practitioner who has an understanding of the human body and its functions. Okay, so when a patient comes in, obviously a thorough assessment is done to see what sort of treatment would best suit that person. Okay, this is so important because, you know, as far as wet cupping goes, certain people, you know, like maybe a pregnant woman or someone on blood thinners or someone who is anemic wouldn't be suitable for the, you know, wet cupping would have been suitable to do the treatment on them.
Okay. For what reason? Yeah. Sorry, if that's an obvious question.
Yeah, well, you know, anemia, obviously removing, you know, excessive blood from the body would cause them to be weaker. Pregnancy, the cupping, the wet cupping is very stimulating, so we wouldn't want to, you know, stimulate anything, you know, there. And, so precaution should be taken, especially when carrying out wet cupping.
Okay, all right. All right. So that's on the patient side. And of course, make sure that the medical practitioner or professional who's doing this does have a background in complementary alternative medicine. All right. Fantastic. Are there any side effects, Farana?
Okay. So there's no side effect to the treatment. The only thing that you would feel is a little bit tired after the treatment. And because of the detoxification. So like any detox treatment that you do, there's a lot that we're actually stimulating internally. We just encourage the patient to drink a lot of water, to just, you know, rest when needed. And recovery is almost instant. Like, you know, within a few days, you start finding the effect of the treatment.
And when we talk,
so there's really no downtime.
Yeah. When you talk the effects of the treatment, how should one expect to feel? Obviously, people, various people are coming in there with their own specific sort of ailments or worries or niggles, and they, you know, they want to feel better. But generally speaking, the sort of overall outcomes and effects that you're looking for once you've gone through cupping therapy. Is this a sustained intervention, by the way? Do you go for one cupping therapy session, or do you do this?
No, well, it all depends.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what you're looking for. So if you're going for just a detox, basically, we'd recommend going maybe every 3 months, you know, just to clean the body. If you're treating a specific disorder, okay, and we're looking at for instance, stomach ailments or, skin disorders or digestive functions, migraines, headaches, obviously you'd go for a few sessions, okay? And this is done either on a monthly basis or in extreme circumstances, we can do also every 2 weeks. So what the patient would find after the session is they feel a little bit more relaxed, okay, improved sleeping, energy levels would improve a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the overall well-being, because what we're actually trying to do is create a balance in the body, okay? And when we're talking about a balance, we're talking about, the mind, the physical aspect, as well as, the emotional side.
Sure, of course.
So there's just an overall feeling of well-being.
Mm. Talk to me about the conversation. I mean, you spoke about the initial sort of checkup with the clients or the patients that come through the door, but the general conversation that you find yourself having with your clients, because you're talking about that balance, that emotional, that psychological, that physical balance, and a lot of us are pretty out of kilter, off kilter rather, and out of whack because we're working too long or too much. Or, under suboptimal conditions, whether it's because we're working from home, whether it's just the general stress of living and working under lockdown. As much as, of course, you're a proponent of cupping, it can't be a silver bullet, can it? Unless we start to get all those other factors right. What are the kinds of conversations you're having with your clients at this point?
Okay, so obviously we're looking to detox the body, okay? And a lot of it is due to our lifestyle. And we talk a lot about lifestyle changes, okay? So we obviously need to change our mindset in order to live a better lifestyle.
Sure.
So we talk a lot about reducing stress, and the cupping does actually help with relaxation. We look at medication. So medication is a lot of toxins that are actually put into the body. Okay. The food that we eat, obviously, we want to be eating better, having a healthier diet, better food choices. So all this is important in keeping our bodies healthy, on a daily basis.
Sure.
We can't go for a therapy and expect that to work miracles when we're not, doing our part as well.
Of course, if only, right? If only you could just step into a clinic, do something once and be done or sorted for life. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
So all of this is part of the discussion when you come into the clinic, So we look at all of this and we take it from there.
Yeah. Farhana, finally, when one steps into a cupping practitioner's office and you're undertaking the therapy or the treatment, a standard operating procedure, what does it look like? Are we lying down in a sort of treatment bed as we might a massage? Are you wearing gloves? Are you sanitizing those cups? Is it, what does it look like? I have never experienced this treatment whatsoever.
Okay, so we do use the same procedure as a massage. So you'd come and lie down on a bed. We do wear masks, we sanitize the area, we use disposable, the cups that we're using for cupping are disposable plastic cups.
Okay.
So there's no contamination at all. The area gets completely sanitized after each person enters the room. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we take a lot of precautions.
All right. Fantastic stuff. Really appreciate you spending some time this morning just educating us about cupping, what exactly it is. So next time you do see your friend, colleague, favorite celeb running around with those round, raised red marks or bruising on their backs, that's what's happening. You don't have to wonder. And of course, thanks so much for Anna, letting us know what the benefits, the purported benefits for cupping are. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.